So let me just... Okay, this is Graham again on the exhibit floor of the Structure event, the GigaOM event, morning break. And I'm here with Clustrix, and I'm with Paul Mikesell, the CEO and founder.
Hi, so I'm Paul Mikesell, as you said, CEO and founder of Clustrix. Clustrix builds cluster database systems for internet scale applications. We build the world's best and only truly scalable SQL database.
Give us the kind of the elevator pitch, the 2 minute version of why this is needed and how you were able to get this company going and raise so much funding in a short amount of time.
Sure. So why this is needed? So traditionally, SQL databases have been single instance, single planner kind of entities built on a single box, and there was no scalability beyond what you can do in a single box, and this caused folks to have to do things like sharding or partitioning of their data, thus losing all the relational capabilities of their databases and putting all the burden on the application developers. So what we've built at Clustrix is something that allows those systems to scale horizontally by adding boxes to the cluster, but not lose any of the relational capabilities. So we support fully relational workloads and then all the way up to things like key value store workloads all in the same system because of the way we do distributed query resolution. So it's really about what we call the Sierra Distributed Parallel Planner that does all of our query resolution, and the mantra here is we bring the query to the data instead of the data to the query. Just a little bit about how the company was founded. So I'm one of the two founders of this company. The other one is named Sergey Saryov. Before Clustrix, I started a company called Isilon Systems Seattle.
Yep. Went IPO, right?
Yeah, we went public in 2006. I started that company with Sujal Patel, who is currently the CEO. And actually the founding of Clustrix...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have about 1 minute till we start the next session. We're kicking off the next general session upstairs in the main auditorium.
This is the danger of doing these interviews in this room, but...
So the founding of Clustrix came about because of the Isilon customers that we were talking to who were having scalability problems in their database. We were solving the scalability on the unstructured file side, but there's nothing to solve the scalability on the structured database side. So we decided to go off and start and do this.
I see.
We look just like a MySQL server. So to transition from a MySQL instance on top of Clustrix is seamless and easy. You don't have to change the application. The connectors all work the same. But once you've made that transition, now you've got scalable, fault tolerance, easy to scale a box at a time. And I should mention, we also support the MySQL replication protocol, so we can go in as a replication slave, get used to us, test us out, and then promote it to master over time. We try to make these things as seamless and easy as possible.
Is there anybody else doing anything like this, or are you guys kind of alone out there?
Yeah, I mean, really, we're the
Which
only
is
ones.
Good, I guess, you know?
Right, I mean, we're out there tackling this problem. It's a very difficult problem. You know, same thing that we saw at Isilon, right? Nobody was really attacking the problem head on, and we decided to really go out and do it. So, you know, part of it is just having the good distributed systems folks, and I think a lot of it, though, is really getting close with customers and understanding what it is that they need.
Right.
So, your company was funded by Sequoia Capital, U.S. Venture Partners, and ATA Ventures, all folks with good operational systems experience and portfolio companies that have these kinds of issues, and so those guys saw the need, and here we are.
Well, it's a great story, Paul, and I appreciate you taking the time. Let me get a photo of you so I can post that with this nice little interview.
Okay,
and great. Have a great day.
Great.